time for Community Matters. Brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. As with us today is Lindsay Brinker with Cassiopeia Club to talk about the Blight Holiday Fair that's coming up here very shortly. Good morning, Lindsay. How are you?
I'm well.
I see that you have been anointed as the spokesperson for this event today, right?
Yes, the one and only. Flying solo this morning.
Flying solo, but I'm sure you'll do a great job. So tell us about the Blight Holiday Fair this year, when it will be, where it will be, and all the details.
Yep, it's coming up soon. Kind of snuck up on me this year. It's not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, November 2nd, it will be at the Blight Junior Senior High School gym, like we have in the past couple years. And it will be from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. There will be a lunch stand provided for those of you that come hungry. Boost will have, I know they'll have coffee and cinnamon rolls in the morning. And then they're going to do a lunch stand there in the cafeteria. So if you want to come and eat lunch while you shop, that will be available.
Okay, so how many years now have we been doing the Blight Holiday Fair? Are you remember?
We took it over from the Delphian Club over 15 years ago.
Has it been that long?
It's been going on a long time in Beloit, and it's kind of grown and evolved over the years, but we really like having it at the high school up there. It just gives us a lot more room. The aisles are a lot bigger, and we can pack a lot more vendors in there.
Yeah. How many vendors did you have here in the last couple of years?
I counted this morning. We have 77 booths, which is awesome. Okay. It's an awesome turnout for us.
So give me an idea of what it's been like the last few years in regards to the variety of booths based on your observation.
So we have a lot of the home-based businesses, Tupperware, Scentsy, Pampered Chef, those kind. But this year I'm really excited because we have a lot more. It's kind of shifted to the actual homemade, handcrafted type vendors. We've got a ton of jewelry vendors. Lots of stuff for your kiddos as far as like little aprons and hand sewn stuff for them. And we've got like furniture, home decor, signs and stuff like that. There's just an awesome variety. And I counted this morning because I was curious, just from Mitchell County alone, we have 20 businesses that have booths this year. And some of them I've never even heard of. So I'm excited to see what they have to offer because that's right in our backyard. So,
well, the fact that maybe you didn't know a few of those means that other people maybe didn't know about them. And this is a chance for them to get that out and into the public and people understand and go, wow, I didn't know that they did this or they did that. And then all of a sudden you got these ideas. And that's kind of the whole idea behind this event is to get people's stuff out there and for the community.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for them to showcase what they have available for their business. A lot of these are online Facebook visits. Businesses anymore. And so, you know, if they don't have a storefront, this is a great way for them to showcase what they have available and get people interested in following their business.
Do you have room for more vendors if somebody's listening now?
We have about four spots left.
Four spots
left. So if you're looking for a spot, get a hold of me today.
All right. How would they get a hold of you?
The easiest way is to just hop on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Blight Holiday Fair. You can send me a message. My name's Lindsay Brinker if you want to look me up on Facebook. But the application's online and it's all digital, so we can get you in.
So Cassiopeia Club puts this on. So tell people out there what Cassiopeia Club does, what you're involved with, and what do you do with any money that comes for events like this?
So Cassiopeia Club is a women's group in Beloit, but we have members from all over Mitchell County. And our purpose is to really give back to our community. So the Blight Holiday Fair is our main fundraiser that we do. That brings in the most dollars for us. And then we meet once a month throughout the school year and give that money back to our community. I'll give you an example of some of the stuff we've donated to in the past. Individuals fighting cancer, if they need gas money or hotel money or just funds to help them through that battle, we will donate to that. We've donated to the Angel Tree, Mitchell County Fireworks Display, Kids Cafe. We help set up for the Isle of Lights. So another thing I do want to promote is that if you are in need or you know somebody in need, there is a donation request form on our Facebook page, Beloit Cassiopeia Club. Fill it out and send it to us. The whole reason we're here is to give money back to our community. So we just really need to get the word out there. We've got money to give. And so if you're in need, just let us know.
How do you spell Cassiopeia?
That's a tough one.
It is.
Yeah.
It took me a while to get a hold of it.
I can get the first four letters. I can nail those four, but after that.
C-A-S-S-I-O-P-E-I-A.
That's where I get messed up. Right around the P and the E. That's where I get messed up.
A little tricky at the end there.
It is.
Yeah.
Lindsay Brinker's with us. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. What holiday fair coming up, not this weekend, but the weekend after. So for people that just tuning in, maybe missed the beginning, what date, where will it be, what's it cost to get in, and everything else, all the good details.
Mm-hmm. It's November 2nd, so not this coming Saturday, but the following, from 9 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon at the Beloit Junior Senior High School gym. And I do want to mention that the Mitchell County Breastfeeding Coalition will have their Nurture Station tent there for, you know, moms that have little ones. If you need to change a diaper, you need a rocking chair, they're going to be in the Commons area. We had them there last year, and it was an awesome addition to have that available. Admission, like you said, is $2 at the door. 12 and under is free. And all that money that we raise, we just give it right back to the community.
$2 to get in, that's it.
Yeah, wow. $2.
$2, yep. Man. That's a pretty affordable admission. I went to an event recently and I was just blown away by how expensive it was, and there wasn't much to offer at all. And trust me, you have a lot more to offer and a lot cheaper than this particular place that we went to recently. So that's very affordable for folks to take part. And so once again, online, Facebook, where they can find information.
Beloit Holiday Fair.
That's simple
on
as
Facebook.
That. Beloit Holiday
Pretty
Fair.
Simple.
Look it up on Facebook.
Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to add or we left out or you want to mention?
I've covered everything on my list. Start your Christmas list. Get your Christmas shopping going.
This is a great time for you to get gift ideas, isn't it?
It is.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're buying something or it puts an idea in their head, right?
Right. If you get an idea, grab their business card. You know, you might not have to buy it that day, but you know, they're out there and they want you to buy from them. They're going to let you know how to do it. So
we ran across somebody years ago. It was early on when we were here that we found out, and I don't know if they were at the Beloit Holiday Fair, but we found through the grapevine, and we didn't know, that made like toy barns and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got one of those for our now oldest kid, but our only kid at the time. And it still houses like a lot of the toys and everything else. And that was a big deal. And that was the gift from... Yeah, well, I don't want to ruin anything here, but almost messed up. But you know where I was going with that.
Uh-huh.
And so we didn't realize it, word of mouth or whatever. But sometimes when you go to these events, you're like, I didn't know somebody even did anything like that.
Right. Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's cool.
Yeah. The exciting thing, that exact person you're talking about is going to be there again this year.
Need something from the other kid.
A gate or a fence or a cattle shoot or something.
Oh, I need a fence.
Yeah,
there you go.
No,
right. My kids run all over the place.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And disrupting the neighbor's plans and everything. All right. So once again, that will be on November 2nd, right?
Yep.
Okay. That is coming up not this weekend, but the next Saturday. I'll let you have the final word, Lindsay.
All right. Come see us. Get your shopping done. Come get some lunch. And it's an away K-State game, so we expect lots of shoppers to be there.
Ah, well planned, well planned. Lindsay Brinker, Cassiopeia Club, Beloit Holiday Fair, November 2nd. Make sure to attend. Only $2 to get in for the event, and the money goes to great causes. And here, the money stays local. So make sure that you understand all that and enjoy the Beloit Holiday Fair, November the 2nd.